This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, as we join the world of the living conversationally inside talk radio, inside news talk radio, well, that's our job in this hour with Jennifer, Victoria, and Rich, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. She wants me to underscore that, Richie, and Rich McFadden. So the
sounded
charts,
very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. The charts for this past week, according to Talkers Magazine. At Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. As you can imagine, at the top of the heap, the list is full of violence. Police violence against blacks, the shootings in Dallas, the situation in Nice, France, Pokemon. Oh, that's not. There's no violence there, right? Pokemon. How many people
there is
here?
The violence.
Yeah. There is. I'm very interested in this phenomenon because Pokemon goes back to when the, you know, all this stuff started, didn't it? Doesn't Pokemon go back like 30, 40 years?
Yeah, it's old.
Yeah.
Pokemon's not that old.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's pretty old. It was
yeah.
around when I was a kid.
The 80s.
The little circle with a yellow thing going around gobbling up whatever.
No. That's Pac-Man.
That's Pac-Man.
I thought Pokemon was like a 90s thing. Just wait a second. Stop the presses.
Let's see here.
Well, they both began with a P.
What did you say?
All right, Tony, what were you saying, Richie?
The franchise was created in 1995, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, Pokemon's the 90s. Pac-Man would be 40.
All right, so then apparently the only credible person here, Rich, is Victoria when it comes to talking about Pokemon.
Yeah, or Rich's children. Yeah. Rich's kids probably play.
Right.
You know,
right.
In my mind, Pokemon was around when I was a kid, but I guess I was in high school.
But I was thinking of Pac-Man. You're right. I was all about Pac-Man. So what is there about this thing that has so many people so wrapped up, walking into the street, getting run over, getting killed?
Falling off of a cliff.
Yeah, falling off a cliff. What in the name of heavens? This is insanity. What is going on? And why is it going on more than anything else?
Well, you know, there's a couple of good things. I'm going to give you the silver lining because we like to find the good stuff.
By the way,
right?
This is number 8 this week on our countdown list.
Oh, it should be number 2, I swear. It's like the biggest story ever. But first of all, it's great for Nintendo. Their stock prices have skyrocketed. Double. Now, what it's good for, though, is that this is the first time where kids are actually using devices to get active. This is probably the first time since the Wii came out where video technology was getting kids off their rear ends and
outside.
Up and moving. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you see people hunting all over. So there is that little silver lining. Otherwise, I think when you're in your 20s and 30s and you're like a grown man, this is not helping your chances at finding a wife. Throwing that out there.
Really? I'll tell you, there's an app called and a game called geocaching where people where people hide little trinkets, you know, nothing big, either in plain sight but you overlook it because you're just not looking for it, or hidden in the middle of the woods and you have to go really hunting and pecking for it using your GPS enabled app. And then when you find the little trinket or prize or whatever it is, you sign off on the log saying, hey, I found it, you know, cool, check this one off my mark. And my kids and I will go out in the woods behind our house, and there's 4 or 5 back there, and in the shopping center near our house, and at the pool a few blocks away, and it's a lot of fun. So what they've done is put a game aspect to it, and I could see where people would get excited and have a good time with it. My kids cannot wait to play it, but neither one of them have a phone, so they can't.
Good. That's good. That's progress.
One of them will in another month or so.
One of the weirdest things that I've heard about, because there's all these little like side stories now. You know, the people falling off the cliff, the people ending up in front of your house.
That's just Darwin there at work.
Well,
someone found a dead body, right?
Yeah, someone found a dead body. The one that is kind of weird is the Holocaust Museum has said they don't want people. This is in Washington. They don't want people coming in because apparently Pokemon was hiding in the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah.
And they had people trying to go through the museum looking for Pokemon, and you know, this is a place where you're supposed to be like reverent, you know,
all over the mall,
chasing a
monuments.
Squirtle,
at the World War II monument, at the Vietnam with the wall, they're all over the place. So the National Park Service, I mean, please, this is a reflective place, not a place to be searching for Pokemon. Mon.
How sad that we have to tell people that.
I know.
All right. So that is a very important conversation this week. Is this a distraction? Is that why it's so? Is that why this is so big? It's a distraction from all the other things that are going on that are so distressing or distressful. If that's the right word.
Well, also factor in kids are on summer break, so that's another part of it.
Hmm. Well, because is it just kids? It has to be like there are a lot of adults playing this.
A lot.
There's a lot of everybody playing this.
A lot of everybody, yeah, but a lot of kids, especially.
Rich, are you playing it?
I have it on my phone. I have not activated it yet, and I'll tell you why. My son downloaded it, and I was like, okay, cool. Let's go do it. But then I heard you have to log in using your Gmail address.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I had heard that in deep down in the agreement on it, that they get access to all of your Google information.
Yeah, this is one of our big tech stories this week. That's exactly it. And this is why, as much as a lot of my friends are playing it, I refuse to download it because you have to grant full access to your entire Google account.
Of course, we all have a trash account that is like nothing. I don't have any of my real information. I have my Gmail account that I use every single day. And then I have this other one where this is just junk mail. It doesn't have my real name. It doesn't have my real date of birth. It doesn't have my real anything. That is what I use for that. And that's probably what I'll use, but I wanted to research that a little bit more before I jumped into it.
A lot of access, I think.
It sure is.
Yep.
Yeah,
a lot of access.
It sure is.
All right, so that's the overview of number 8. Let me just go through the list here of stories that are in the top 10. What's going on in Rio in terms of sports and the Major League All-Star Game in the usual slot where Sports Talk Radio appears. The Pokemon craze. The ruling against the Chinese as to who owns the water around China. That's number 7. Pretty interesting story, actually. Immigration policy, yada, yada. Number 6. The new British Prime Minister is number 5. Number 4, the attacks in France. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2 and number 1 has to do with violence here. I mean, how many of the stories, again, 3 or 4 of them, are all about violence around the world? We'll try to, I don't think there's much to add to the conversation of that because most everybody knows all there is to know, but there are some other interesting things going on. We'll touch base. It's 14 past the hour now.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com and Mobil.com for details.
There are 2 kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves enjoy social climbing, 60-foot yachts, and high tea. The have-dones enjoy rock climbing, 60-minute massages, and low mane. Looking for fun things to do? Think Groupon. Need a massage? Think Groupon. Find a new restaurant? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
17 after the hour, I'm Doug with Jen, Victoria, and Rich on the top stories of the week. How many of you think that it's cool that the apparent nominee for vice president of the Republican side was a former radio talk personality on a station in Rushville, Indiana? No relationship to
I think Rush. It's pretty cool.
I think it's great that somebody can actually communicate with the public their thoughts and opinions.
Well, that's how he got well known. We're talking about Governor Pence from Indiana, who started a talk program about 20 years ago. He was on 20 or 30 stations around the state, and that's what gave him the visibility to win in Congress. He ran in 2001. He was chairman of the Republican Conference in 2009. Was going to run for the Senate in 2010. But for some reason or other, he just didn't want to run against Evan Bayh, which is probably a smart move on his part. He was a Tea Party person, ran for governor of Indiana, and that's the office he has right now. Would he tie radio and the White House together again? Are we going to go back to the days when we used to be able to go have Radio Rose when Clinton was in office? We had lots of exposure, lots of connections. They always at the White House. I remember
and, you
going
know,
there.
Trump kind of respects talk radio, too. If he wins, I would be curious to know how much that would be a part of his administration, because he listens to it all the time.
Really? Who's he listen to?
Well, he knows everybody. He listens to Hewitt. He knows Michael Sat. I mean, he knows. He listens to cable news and to talk radio a lot.
Really? Does he listen to this program?
I hope so. Hi, Donald.
Hi, Dr. Trump.
MAGA.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Make America Great Again.
MAGA?
Got to turn to acronym now.
I've not heard that before. You heard Richie before?
I had not heard the acronym.
You just aren't running in the same circles that I am, apparently.
No. If I were doing
that,
so
much with that on it,
have
Jones?
A flat tie.
I have a hat. Actually, I have two hats, a red and a white.
Notice how quiet Victoria has been through this entire hour.
No, I'm just like, how can I trip that girl?
No.
I'll rip that hat off of her head.
No, actually, the truth is, what I'm thinking is all around, because Pride Month was in June, and of course, the American Apparel came up with a new campaign, Make America Gay Again. So that's all I've seen are the red Trump hats, but it says Make America Gay Again. So that's where my brain went.
America gay again? Or they make
well, you know how Trump wears the red hat that kind of sits on top of his head?
Yeah,
and then
right.
It, you know, it looks
awkward.
Kind of like trucker awkward.
Hat.
Yeah. The trucker hat, yeah. So they made all the trucker hats for Pride Month.
Really? So Make America Gay Again is the hat or the t-shirt.
Well, it was, sort of a commentary on anti-LGBT.
When was America gay before?
Well, it wasn't. The gay 20s. Yeah.
Okay.
Before gay changed from happy to gay.
I remember knowing somebody in college whose name was Gay. And I
have actually a woman I work with. Her name is Gay Jacobs.
As a matter of fact, there was a broadcaster in Boston whose name was Gay.
Well, we all know Gaylord Focker from Meet the Fockers.
That's right.
Gay Focker?
Best name ever, by the way.
Let's see. Let me visualize this. Gay Focker. All right.
Poor Mike Pence. We didn't even get to talk about him.
Yeah, we said plenty. We said plenty enough about him. 21 after the hour, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio.
This This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with the Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden going through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of July 11th to the 15th, halfway through, Richie, seventh month of the year.
Oh, my
going,
goodness.
Man, cooking along.
How time flies.
Can I want to, during that break, I was just doing a little research on Pokemon, trying to figure out what it is.
This has got you hooked, I think.
The rage.
Yeah, you're interested.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that Pokemon stood for Pocket Monsters.
Right.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I didn't know that, but I know that they're monster. Yeah, right. I mean, it makes sense.
Really?
There you go, Doug. You enlightened all of us.
Hey, you know what's funny about this, Doug?
What, Richie?
Remember our friend Uri Geller had to sue Nintendo because they based one of their characters on him that could read minds. And his magic trick or his weapon is that he could give people headaches.
Yeah.
And they called it, they named it something very close to like Geller Mind or something.
And he sued him and got
like
a lot of dough out of him.
And he sued him and got a lot of money. So now I wonder if people are stumbling around on Uri's property trying to find Pokemon clues.
He was next door neighbor to Theresa May, the new prime minister, when he lived in England for the 30 some odd years. The picture of her, by the way, on his website, urigeller.com, the two of them standing in front of his car, the Cadillac that has 5,000 bent spoons on it. And he says that he brought her over to the car and she touched Winston Churchill's spoon. And at that moment, he turned to her and said, "You will be prime minister someday."
This was two
years ago. And she said, No, I don't have any aspirations to do that. Hello, look at
there you go.
That's pretty amazing.
Ding, 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 ding. So
that's incredible.
Anyway,
have him touch us and say, "You all will win the lottery."
Yes,
yeah.
So anyway, the physical business of what goes on with Pokemon and how people are so, I think just in general, I use the term prisoner of our own devices. We have become prisoners in our world, or most people have. Somebody made fun of me yesterday. I think it was actually Jack Starkwell. I was visiting in Salt Lake, he and his wife, and I have my flip phone. And Mary looks at the flip phone. She's trying to get me to understand this app for some special vitamin or mineral or supplement or something. And so she says, "Well, you can go onto your smartphone." And so I pulled out my flip phone. And she looked at me and says, "Oh, Doug." But it protects me. I don't have my, I'm not going to worry you got run over because I'm playing Pokemon because I got a flip phone. Here's a text from a police department in New Jersey, Victoria. Advisory. If you're out taking part in a Pokemon Go game, respect residents and business property. Do not trespass. If you're concerned that we are turning into a world of robots chasing our lives on smartphones, how do you get balance? Maybe that's part of the discussion that you should have about this if you are. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get overcooked on this, but I really do see this as something that maybe more and more people are playing because they're so distracted or distressed, disturbed by looking at the headlines every day. Somebody pointed out here earlier on that you have what you have about 10,000 times more likely to get murdered by somebody, or no, it was run over on the streets, right? Wasn't that it? Remember,
I think an accident in your own car.
Yeah, in your own car, then you are to be affected by terrorism anywhere in the world. And that's true. But because the news media, and this ought to be a conversation on some good talk radio programs, so exaggerates CNN down to what kind of a windshield wiper there was on that truck. You know, that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, the 24-hour news cycle does motivate it a little bit. But the reason that, and again, I hate to keep, you know, bringing this up, but I did a little bit of studying into all of this. And the reason that these attacks, you see more of them now, the 24-hour news cycle is there and we hear about it more often. But there, the caliphate that is ISIS, they're trying to get people motivated to carry out attacks between now and 2020 when they say they declare victory over the world. And so that's why you see more of it going on now than you did, say, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
28 minutes past the hour. In review, the charts for the week from Talkers Magazine.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity-crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Past the hour, where are you and what are you thinking at the moment? You can reflect with us here. The members of the Good Day Gang were here to reflect, as we do every week at this time, on the charts from Talkers Magazine. As we are talk people, we try to reflect with the sensibility of those who are doing a lot of news talk, although on the program that we do, sometimes we get a little we're a little astray of some of the issues. However, this is meant to bring us around to focusing on them. When I say we, I'm Doug with Jen, Victoria, and Rich. I thought it was pretty interesting this week, and I stayed away from this purposefully, but it's worth commentary, certainly in this hour, as we focus on the talkers list, the charts of the top ten. What Ms. Ginsburg, should I call her Ms. Justice Ginsburg?
She's
Justice. Ms. Right?
Justice.
She said, "I regret bashing Trump." Is that a wise move on her part? She apologized for the comments she made about Donald Trump last weekend. She said, quote, "My recent remarks in response to press inquiries were ill-advised. I regret having made them. Judges should avoid commenting on a candidate for public office.
Yeah, totally.
I will be more circumspect," she had told a New York Times reporter. "I can't imagine what this place would be. Imagine what our country would be with Donald Trump as our president."
I mean, they're not supposed to comment, especially, yeah. I mean, the Supremes, they're not supposed to.
I was surprised, too, that she did say
something. There are no rules whether she's supposed to. It's just proper decorum for the job.
It's right. bad form. You shouldn't. Right. Very I was very surprised that she did that.
Mm-hmm. Trump had said, most people have heard this, that she ought to resign.
I think he called her senile as well.
Well, you have to wonder.
I didn't hear that.
She's 83. That's extremely bad judgment.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that it also stems from, if you remember during the State of the Union, when the cameras captured her sleeping, and instead of just acknowledging or just letting it die that she was sleeping, she actually told people that she wasn't sober. Wow. And so that made people wonder about
her. You know, she was the closest person on the bench to Scalia. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
She and Scalia were the closest of all the members. And you can't find two people that were more different in terms of their philosophy than the two of them. Sort of reminds me of the relationship Orrin Hatch had with Ted Kennedy. They were both like light years away from each other, but in terms of the Senate, they were best friends. And I just wonder sometimes about how much of this is theater. How much of these different juxtapositions, okay, I'm a liberal Democrat, I'm for this, and I'm over here on this side, I'm in the opposite, and you don't know what you're talking about because I'm a conservative Republican, becomes silly.
Yeah, that you can't be friends with someone who doesn't agree with you politically. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. I mean, if that were true, I would have no friends.
Yeah.
I would have absolutely
and you'd be disowned by your mother.
But they're putting on a public facade.
Yeah.
They just think, oh, if my constituents know that I'm actually friends and I actually like this guy, they're going to throw me out. So I need to pretend like he's the bad boogeyman.
Right. Okay, speaking of the boogeyman, we make China and North Korea and the Russians the boogeyman, but we think that we can protect ourselves because we're the big tough guys. So related to some of the things that are paramount on people's minds this week, you may be interested to know that a report released this week by the Union of Concerned Scientists says the U.S. missile defense system is, quote, simply unable to protect the U.S. public. And in need of oversight. The mismanagement there from the Pentagon, where they've sacrificed quality, this is their statement, by the way, they've shortened cycles, sidestepped acquisitions, have not followed best practices, aren't dealing with technical realities. You know, this thing is supposed to keep us safe from that nutbird in North Korea or, you know, whoever else may be around. But as soon as they're right, what do you think somebody thinks when they read something like this? Is this anti-productive? Should we be airing this sort of thing in public? This laundry?
What can we do about it?
You and me? What can we do about it?
Right, right.
Richie says, who cares?
North Korea cannot reach us. They may be able to reach Alaska, the very top tip of Alaska, but otherwise they can't get anything out of, I don't know, 800 miles away from them. I'm not worried about missiles. I'm worried about China hacking into the FDIC servers this past
That's
week.
The real
problem. That's where the real scary thing is. The fact that they can...
You don't think we've hacked into there?
But I don't think that we would go into theirs. I think that they want to get into our system. No, listen to me. Right. I think that they want to get into our system and devalue our money. Mm-hmm. I think that they want to break into the Treasury or the Mint or Fort Knox and just steal or make everything just disappear. And all of a sudden, the dollar is worthless.
It's
and
very Ocean's goes 11.
It. Yeah, but everybody's here, oh, missiles. That's so 1950s. Nobody's going to be launching any missiles.
I don't disagree.
It'll be a cyber attack.
It's a cyber attack. Yeah. They're going to turn off the electrical grid. Or,
Right, and it's about controlling the planet. So who's going to... I mean, that's people talk about Russia, and they talk about Korea, and they talk about China. And you're right, Rich. It's like most of these people don't want to start a nuclear war. They don't want just blow things
it
up.
It ends badly for
die,
everybody. Right?
Everybody dies. What do they want? They want to have that as control. A threat, but they also want to have control. They want to be the leaders. They want to be the top dogs. And, the hacking and all of the technology, all the threats that come with that, big problem.
But see, China can't take us out completely because they need us. Without us, they're dead.
They get nothing. They have no money. They get their money from us.
Yeah. If we can't buy their goods that their slaves are making for us, they're
done.
You
just wonder what their thinking is, though. Honestly, why wouldn't they want to...
They just want to turn the tables a little bit financially so that they have the upper hand. Is it?
Okay, this is a countdown extra. I would not normally go down this road because
these are always great.
Usually, a number of things that happen, but there is a lot of repetition this week.
Get ready for left field, everybody.
All right, this is the story of a mother and her boyfriend who got arrested this week after police say they left their three children in a desert. No water. The children were 5, 6, and 7. They were being punished.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Did you hear about this? 104 degrees in San Bernardino. You must have. Jennifer does a local program in Southern California. You talk about this?
I do. I didn't hear this story. No, it's such a busy news week with politics that I did not hear this story. Right. Wow. Yeah. Where did they dump them? In like Palm Springs or
they
what
They dumped
area?
Them in 29 Palms.
29 Palms. Wow.
Yep, which is on the other side of San Bernardino. I think out toward, it's beyond Bakersfield.
It's towards Palm Springs, yeah.
Palm Springs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So they were punishing them for being bad. So they threw them out of the pickup truck. They didn't, no water, no nourishment, nothing.
For how
no
long?
Shoes, no shoes. They didn't have any shoes on.
What gets into people's minds where they think that that's appropriate? I mean, what did the kids
drugs?
Do? What was? I mean, every parent threatens to leave your kid on the side of the road when you're fighting in the backseat. But you don't do it.
I never did that with my children. I don't remember anybody threatening me either. Wow.
I'm going to stop this car.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah,
come on. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of that stuff. My sisters and I would sit in the back seat, and they'd be taking it. I was just sitting there minding my own business. My two sisters would be abusing me.
Twiddling your thumb.
Yeah, right.
Awful.
Right.
Terrible.
Yeah, you never did anything.
Never. In 100,000 million years, my mother would stop the car and she'd point at us and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Well, anyway. But I never got left out in the desert. I got left in some places, but I never get left out.
I wonder whether it was like Bear Grylls leaving his kids out there. Okay, kids, find your way home.
So who found these kids? Someone driving by?
Yeah, apparently the police found them.
Jeez. Wow.
Reported in. Oy. 43, are we at 43? Almost 42 and change after the hour. A review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week on the radio.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We can pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
Three,
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
46 past the hour, an overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the minds and mouths of those who are associated with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. The new British Prime Minister seems to be an intriguing sort. How will she? She almost looks like a mom, you know what I mean? That she looks like the picture I'm holding onto is the picture of Uri Geller and her. Standing in front of his garage, but she seems not the air you got from Margaret Thatcher or you get from Ms. Merkel is one of those I'm in charge looks.
And iron this lady, fist, right?
Say again?
Like an iron fist.
Yeah, right. Kind of. Yeah, determined. This lady just seems like, and I don't mean to make it be sexist, but she looks like...
She has a very normal
look. Yeah, kind of like a mom.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it'll take to straighten things out in that circumstance. All right, we've stayed away from all of the shootings, the slayings, the killings, the violence and that sort of thing. Mostly because I don't know that it goes anywhere. What do we have to say or contribute to this that's different than what last week was, the week before, or the week before that, other than perhaps saying we have the horror of the terrorism and whatever is related to that. I don't call the violence against blacks terrorism. I just call it stupid. And yet we have a lot of that going on. That gets played up in the media, the news media, and all these other things. But when you get right down to it, we're appalled by this. But most of us are not affected by it other than letting ourselves be influenced by what's in the news media. Because the chances of you being approached or having a circumstance like this affect you in your life is practically nil. But yet it affects all of us because we pay attention now to what's in print or what's in audio or what's in video. And instead of them becoming less, they're becoming more. So I don't even know what to do with this except not talk about it because I don't see anything coming from talking about it.
Just to realize, it got posted on my Facebook that I will not let 0.00001% of humanity affect the way I live my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the news media magnifies that 0.00001% of humanity 1,000 times to make you think that it is bigger and worse than it is.
It makes you think that it's running 90% of your life.
Right. It's horrible that these things happen, but it's such a small portion of most people are good. Live your life like that and don't pay attention to these nut jobs out there.
Yeah, and we have to step back from the emotion and the gas being poured on the fire and start just being empathetic. Instead of judging people based on what they wear, the color of their skin, or the groups that they're with, let's just start having a little empathy. What's this person going through? What's that person going through? I mean, everybody has something.
Tell that to the people who are being accosted by gang members in various cities, not only in our country,
but the thing is, what are those people going through? What are the police going through? We take a second to start thinking about that before we evaluate opinions, it would be much better.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well spoken. 10 minutes for the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Gee, I wonder what this is all about. Wow. The theme music from Ghostbusters. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, by the celebration of the movie that started yesterday, with the music. Wasn't that Ray Parker Jr. who actually did the music, right? And now I'm looking at some stories of Kristen Wiig and Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones and Melissa McCarthy, who are in the jumpsuits. Bill Murray is in this, but you can get the rest of them back again.
Bill Murray's in it for about, what, 12 seconds?
30 seconds. Yeah.
Now, right. He actually has the longest cameo in it. His cameo is actually about 5 minutes.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, and who else makes a cameo? Who else is in it as a cameo?
They all do. Dan Aykroyd has a cameo as a cab driver. Annie Potts has a cameo as a hotel clerk.
Oh, I love her.
Isn't Harold Ramis dead, isn't he? Harold Ramis is dead.
I'm not going to give that away, but they do pay homage with a sort of special cameo to him. And Ernie Hudson has a cameo, and so does Sigourney Weaver. Yeah, I went to see it last night. I brought my daughter, who's 10. I told her there was zombies in it, so she went with me. here's my consensus. I think the film's a big winner. And if I was Sony, I would be very, very happy with this product that the director, Paul Feig, delivered. People stayed after it was over to the end credits. There was a lot of buzz in the lobby. People really enjoyed the heck out of it. And so did I. I don't want to make comparisons because I think it's unfair to the 84 original, because I think there's been reboots that have done different things that have, I would say this is its own thing, but the cast, this is what I liked about it. The movie, it's like an origin Ghostbusters film. It takes its time developing the chemistry between the cast, and they're all good. They don't outstage each other, although I'll say this. Kate McKinnon, who I've never seen on film before, from from SNL. She is tremendous in this movie, and this is going to make her a movie star. Yeah. I mean, she is really
She's the best thing about SNL, too, so I'm not surprised by that. So
she simply knocks it out of the park.
Help me out with this, because it's been getting panned.
Let's back.
So is this one of those? Is this one of those movies where the critics hate it and the public loves it?
No, actually, the critics like it's right now 75% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
It was one of the, it was an example. I don't want to use the word. It was sabotaged by a lot of fans of the 84 original before they seen it because they don't want to like the movie. And so it was riding the wave of some nasty buzz. Yeah, the trailers weren't great, but I have no doubt if you go into this film with an open mind, you're going to really enjoy it. I just can't see how you won't.
All right. Good. So I'm going to turn to you for some help, Tucker.
Sure.
I'm doing a crossword puzzle on the plane coming back last night, and I'm stumped. So you'll have to see if you can figure this out for me. Scary 1965 film that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 letters in it. See, I'm going to give you a minute to work on it. A scary 1965 film to go into my crossword puzzle from, let's see, it has 15 letters in it. All right, Chucker, get to work, will you please?
I'll try.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, Chuckers, sir, I'm amazed you get
that. I don't know. You stumped me, Doug.
A scary 1965 film has 15 letters in it, 22 across. So I went to the back page.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it the blob?
No, that's 15 letters in it. Yeah. I went to the back page. You ready?
Yeah.
Nightmare Castle.
Oh.
Remember that?
No, I don't. Who
really?
I don't. Who's in it?
I don't know who's in it. It is called Nightmare Castle. I figured you'd know the answer.
I've never heard of that.
No, I don't.
Disappointment. All right, what other things are happening this weekend at the theater?
That's primarily it in terms of major releases. Some other news, though. Good news for Warner Brothers. Their superhero movie Suicide Squad is tracking at a very impressive $125 million opening weekend when it hits theaters on August 5th. I guess the main attraction here, Jared Leto is the Joker. When you put the Joker on film, you get a very big audience. Also, Ben Affleck has an appearance in that film as Batman. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Other
news,
cool.
But he buzzed on the new Star Trek Beyond. Very, very positive.
Looks good.
That hits theaters next weekend.
Yeah. Looks like more shoot 'em up CGI stuff to me. It was from the trailer anyway. I'd like to think there would be I'd like to go see a movie that actually had some people in it.
It looks like a lot of action for Star Trek.
Story. 59 past the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.